This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. And in case you haven't noticed, it's hot out there. And you just might want to get out and exercise and go for a walk or a hike anyway. And that's what I'm all about today, being safe out in that heat. That heat is dangerous. There's no two ways about it. So what can you do? You want to get out. You want to exercise. You want to ride your bike. Go for a walk with the dog. You can do it. The first thing is timing. Early in the morning or late in the day when the shadows get long after 6:30 or 7 o'clock. Avoid the heat of the day from 10:30 or 11 through 4 o'clock is not the time to do it. And ease into it. No more than 20 minutes to a half an hour as you get started acclimatizing yourself to being out in the desert heat. Like anything else, you can acclimatize and build a tolerance, and your body will do better over time. Hydrate. That's what it's all about. Drink the water. You are going to evaporate water. You might not even think you're sweating. It's evaporating off you so fast, trying to do its job, cooling you off. Drink the water and eat. You lose your appetite in the heat. It's true. You don't feel as hungry. But eat and eat some salty foods, because all that water loss, that sweating, is going to take salts out of your system, and you need to put them back in. Wear the big hat. Of course, the sunscreen is good, but even better, long sleeve shirt and long pants. I know it sounds crazy. I know you spandex fans out there don't want to think about it. But think about people who've lived in the desert for centuries and centuries. They cover themselves with cotton. Yes, cotton. No synthetics. Cotton. And wet it down before you go. Wet cotton holds moisture and evaporates and cools you for a considerable length of time. So, looking forward to seeing you getting out, even though it's hot, but doing it safe. This has been Eb Eberline with Arizona Trails.